The conversation continues. 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show is back on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Well, on the heels of that very depressing news, we've got Charles from Naugatuck who's calling in with something good to celebrate. Charles, I'm so glad you called. Welcome to the show today.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy your show very much. And basically, all I wanted to do is to wish a very wonderful woman. Her name is Eva Wade. She lives with her daughter, still gets around. I wanted to wish her a happy 100th birthday today.
Isn't that marvelous? Happy birthday to you. Is Eva listening?
I don't know if she's listening or not, but I will let her know so she can tune in the podcast.
Definitely. Oh, so tell me about Eva. Tell me about her life, Charles. How do you know her?
Oh, I know her from church. She's a very wonderful woman. Never have I ever seen her angry, mad, very happy woman. She has daughters and sons. She's a widow, but very happy woman, still gets around, very independent, still independent. And I hope I can be that way if I get to be 100.
Well, that's the key, right? It's the quality of our life as well as the quantity, right? We want to age, but we want to age to be able to enjoy life.
Yes.
That's right.
And she's a very wise woman, too.
Very wise. Tell me some good advice. Tell me something that she told you that stayed with you.
She told me she told me about eating too much in my
okay. Sounds like my mother. My mother walks around everyone and says, "What kind of belly is that? You don't need that belly. Get rid of that belly. Stop eating. It's not good for you." That's my mother.
Yes, and she knows how to tell you something tongue-in-cheek, and it makes you laugh at yourself, too, you know? So
that's wonderful.
I just smile when I think about her, and I just love talking to her.
I hope she lives, have another many, many, many years, 120 years. That's wonderful. Charles, thank you so much for calling in. Happy birthday, Eva Wade, from all of us here at the Lisa Wexler Show and many, many more. Happy birthday to you. Thank you, Charles.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. 203-333-9422. You know, I love that. You know, I was, I posted a picture on Instagram and the Facebook page of the Lisa Wexler Show of my father and my Aunt Gloria. And I said, you'll never guess how old they are, because you'll never guess. But they are into their 90s. And they don't look it at all. You got to look at the picture. I'm not exaggerating. And I did it with the hashtag great genes. I should have done it with the hashtag great genes. I hope I have those great genes. Anyway, their mother, my grandma Helen, was born in 1899, and she lived until 2005, until April 1st of 2005. And I was born in 60, so I knew my grandmother for 45 years of my life, which is a significant amount of time. But could you imagine somebody living in three centuries and what she saw in the 20th century, in the way of inventions and transformation in this world, everything from the car and the television to airplanes and computers and travel and World War I and World War II. I mean, there wasn't anything grandma didn't see and experience. And here's the coolest thing, because I love to tell the story here on WICC. My grandma Helen was born in a tiny little shtetl. They called them shtetls, these little villages in Eastern Europe. And they were called shtetls because they were enclaves of Jewish ghettos where only Jews were allowed to live. And they were restricted in the way that they could manage their lives and property. And that's how they lived. And my grandma was born in one of them in a little shtetl called Ligum outside the bigger city of Vilnius in Lithuania. And in 1912, with somebody here before her, she was 13 years old, and she got on a boat called the George Washington. I'm not making it up. And she got to Ellis Island, where you can see her name. And she came through as Helen Goldblatt. And in case you know any Goldblatts in Connecticut, they're all related to me. And there are still plenty of them. They're on the southeastern shore. They're up in the part of Connecticut that is around Groton, New London, Norwich. That's where a lot of my family is. A lot of our relatives are buried there. And my grandma Helen came from Ellis Island directly to Uncasville, Connecticut. Little old Uncasville, before it had a casino. It was a lot of farms, chicken farms and cows and goats and everything. And grandma grew up on a farm in Uncasville, Connecticut, with her five brothers and sisters. There were four sisters and two brothers. And my Tante Bessie, which is the Yiddish word for aunt. I had my Tante Bessie, my Tante Ida, my Tante Marcia. And when I was a little girl growing up on Long Island, I used to make the trek up to Uncasville, Connecticut once in a while to see my aunts and uncles, my great aunts and uncles. And grandma, sometime around the age of 20, made her way to Brooklyn and fell in love with my Papa Benny and ended up settling in Williamsburg and then eventually in Far Rockaway and, well, eventually in Queens and then Far Rockaway, Forest Hills, and then Far Rockaway. And every single Sunday, she and Papa Benny took Jill and me to Carvel and to get a comic book at the Euler Shopping Center on Peninsula Boulevard. And we grew up seeing our grandparents every week, no matter what. And that's how we spent our Sundays. Every Sunday at 1 p.m., we would run outside, and there they would be in their Oldsmobile Cutlass with plastic seats that would stick to your thighs. And my papa was always wearing a suit or something very formal looking. He was, I mean, you would never see my grandparents in jeans, and you never saw Grandma Helen in pants, not in those days, not until she was much, much older. She lived to 106 and a half. When she turned 100, my sister made sure that Willard Scott recognized her on the Today Show. And when she turned 106, at that time, Mayor Bloomberg gave a proclamation in her honor. And we did a big Hora dance around where she lived at the Jassa houses in Far Rockaway, the Jewish senior houses. But she had her own apartment. She was never in a nursing home. She had two wonderful ladies help care for her, one 3 days a week, one 4 days a week. They started helping her out when she was 103. Until she was 103, she didn't need any help at all. She chewed with her own teeth and she read without glasses. And she was quite remarkable in every way. My grandma Helen. Oh, I miss her so much. She was born with the Yiddish name of Hinda, but we knew her as Helen. And Helen Goldblatt became Helen Kaminkowitz. Helen Kaminkowitz became Helen Kamen because my father shortened the name when he graduated college. He said, I don't want us to have Kaminkowitz anymore. We're all changing our name. And so that's what he did. And they said, okay, Sonny, whatever you want to do. And when I learned Russian in college, I came home to tell my papa, Papa, I learned Russian because he was from Minsk and I wanted to learn his native language. I thought I might have a connection to it. And he said to me, I forgot Russian the day I left Russia. I'm an American. I'm an American. That's how he said it. I'm an American. No Russian. No Russian. And that's how he spoke and that's how they spoke. And I miss them terribly. But I look at those genes, 106 and a half. My papa lived into his 90s as well. And I think to myself, just wow. Just altogether wow. Grew up on a farm in Connecticut, ate all those yummy fruits and vegetables, grew up to be strong and healthy, and that's it. So that's the Lisa Wexler Show today. So thank you, Charles from Naugatuck. Happy, happy birthday, Eva Wade. May it be the beginning of many, many more. May you continue to live and enjoy and be healthy and strong. I'm Lisa Wexler. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Lisa Wexler Show where we will celebrate spring and good things. News you can use with Paul Pacelli on Connecticut Today from 2 to 6 every afternoon. And you can be part of the show at 203-333-9422. Follow me on Instagram. Send me an email. Follow my Facebook page. Whatever. Tune in tomorrow.